Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Organizational change management and cybersecurity are not two terms that you typically hear within the same sentence. I'm Kyler Cheatham, Global Marketing Director here at Third Stage Consulting Group, and today we're going to talk about why organizational change management is actually the key to success for any cybersecurity initiative. Cybersecurity can be very complex when it comes to strategies, implementation, and execution, which makes it actually more important to have organizational change strategies layered in your overall cybersecurity initiatives. Having executive alignment is absolutely critical to ensuring that you have an effective organizational change strategy for your new cybersecurity protocols. Cybersecurity should not be just an IT initiative. It should be an enterprise-wide strategy that everyone needs to be vigilant in understanding. We know in our current climate that cyber attacks are a real threat to businesses, which is why employees need to understand the impacts of those threats. We all know a clear and successful strategy starts with the executive alignment. Being sure that all executives are clear that cybersecurity should be a main initiative for their departments and teams. No matter if they're in information technology or sales, they all need to make sure that they are aligned on the priorities. We all know that any new behavior, system, technology needs to start at the top and cascade down. These behaviors and expectations when it comes to cybersecurity protocols or policies need to start at the top and be led by example. There also needs to be executive alignment around your organizational change plan or your need for organizational change within cybersecurity initiatives. There needs to be a clear communication plan and campaign around how you will communicate the importance of these new policies and procedures to your community. Overcoming resistance is critical for cybersecurity to be successful. Uprooting any resistance around cybersecurity protocols and policies is absolutely critical to the success and the safety of any business. Cybersecurity is really where ease of use meets security within the organization. And many times, the employee's perception can be, I have another login that I need to use. I need to change my password more frequently. And these can be barriers to them being very productive. Explaining the why and the purpose behind these new safety initiatives is absolutely paramount to ensure that the employee changes that behavior and gets behind these new policies.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Creating an open feedback loop, it's not just communicating the new policy, but also allowing the employee to ask questions. Why do we need a 2 authentication factor? Why do I have to change my password to a more complex password? Why can't I use my personal devices in the building anymore? All of these can be explained and should be within your talking points for your middle and executive management. Business leaders should also create a clear and understandable communication plan. The biggest barrier with cybersecurity is nobody understands what it actually is. Cybersecurity initiatives are in place to not only protect the business, but also protect the employees' information and making sure that your community truly understands that. This is not just an email. It is video campaigns. It's one-on-one chats with employees. It's making sure that you are communicating the risks in a language that is commonly understood, such as revenue. Most people can understand that loss of revenue can have a negative impact on the business. So showcasing these scenarios in specific revenue-based language will show the employee the true risks. If our business is hit by a cyber attack, it will cost us X, Y, and Z in resources to be able to fix that, not to mention really damage our trust with our customer base. Quantifying that for the employees will allow them to understand why this change is absolutely critical. It's also really important to create awareness and showcase any red flags around potential cybersecurity threats. If you are a large multinational organization, it is very easy to get caught up in one of these phishing attacks that are grabbing login credentials, financial information, and other really proprietary data from your organization. These can often seem like legitimate calls to say, hey, I just sent you a code to your email or your text. Can you please give it to me? It can look and sound like a very legitimate IT consultant, especially if someone's not sure if they're actually talking to their IT team because they are such a large and complex organization. Helping employees in all departments understand the threats of these phishing attacks and red flags around them is really important. Also communicating that cybersecurity is a journey. It's not just a flip of a switch in which we've turned on all of these new softwares, protocols, etc. It's about learning from the data and looking at how any trends in cyber threats are evolving within the industry. Vigilance is incredibly important, and creating if you see something, say something culture. If it feels weird, it probably is. And creating, again, that feedback loop where there is an open door policy for employees to access leadership and share any concerns that they might have witnessed. That culture of transparency is going to be the way in which businesses are able to catch a cyber threat within its primary. Also, ensuring that you have a consistent and thorough audit of older applications will lessen the risk of a cyber threat. If you are a very siloed or have a multinational footprint as an organization, older systems or systems that IT is unaware of can be a very easy target for hackers and cyber threats. Again, this comes back to creating a business culture of open door policies so that employees are comfortable coming to leadership teams saying, hey, I've been using this software that isn't in our overall software portfolio, or this application I haven't updated on my machine because I like the older user interface and it's comfortable to me. Having that ability and visibility into systems that might not be cataloged is absolutely critical to ensuring that you have a very strong cybersecurity strategy. Remembering that employees truly do have the power to put your organization at risk makes it even more important for organizational change management initiatives to mitigate that risk. Often unintentionally, employees can open the door to cyber threats because they are not educated or they do not understand why those protocols and policies are so important. I'm Kyler Cheatham, Global Marketing Director here at Third Stage Consulting Group. If you do have questions about cybersecurity or want to ensure that your business has effective strategies, please feel free to reach out to me directly and I'll connect you with some of our cybersecurity experts. Please also subscribe to our channel for all things digital transformation, and I will see you next time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.